You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Last 2 weeks, I was sharing with you on the art of soaking in messages. Do you remember? You see? And that is a very important subject. I remember sharing with you that as you soak in you soak in messages, you soak in the word. You receive the word content. You imbibe the spirit. You receive faith. You see, you receive knowledge. So that's what happens to you. So there are so many things happening to you when you are listening to a message. Amen. A lot of things are happening to you at the same time. You don't even know. So you are imbibing in the word. Say word. Yeah. The word of God. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 1 that even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. So they didn't want to retain God, the word of God. It's very important. The word of God, the pure word of God is very important. And if you don't have the word of God, you are lost. Yes. So when you are listening to the word of God or messages, okay, what is happening to you is that you are, first of all, you are hearing the word of God. The word of God is coming to you. Do you get it? Like when you preach, when you read the prophets, a lot of the prophets, the Bible says that, and the word of the Lord came unto Isaiah, the son of, then, you know, the word of the Lord came to, the word of the Lord came to a lot of the prophets. Now, when you are listening to a message, the word of God is coming to you. So you are receiving the word of God. So you also imbibe in, there's also, the spirit is coming into you. The spirit also comes into you. Okay? Knowledge is transmitted to you. You are also receiving knowledge. You start receiving the knowledge of God. Knowledge about life. Knowledge about so many things. Then, what else comes to you? What did I say? I told you. Okay, so there are so many things happening to a person at the same time. Once you are soaking in the message. Now, the Bible says that, Ezekiel 2:2, the Bible says that the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and he set me on my feet, and I heard him that speak unto me. You see, so the Spirit enters. So that's the part that we are talking about. I've spoken about so many things. The word, the Spirit, knowledge, faith. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes. So it's like, if you say that, oh, I want to build up faith, soak in messages so that your faith will be built up. Do you get it? Many people talk about faith, but faith comes only by hearing and hearing. Not faith comes. Is that, you didn't say faith comes by. Faith comes because you have heard. It's a very important thing. Yeah. You will have to continue. All right? Now, all these things happen to you when you develop the art of soaking in messages. Yes. So it's something to develop. Are you going to develop that art? You must use your phones. Download the podcasts. Dagwood Mills. Audio podcasts. Let it play at all times. You're going home with your phone. You are listening to it. It's playing. You are cooking. It's playing. You are praying. It is playing. Do you get it? And so many other things. And I talked to you, I don't know, I'm sure I shared it with you, the first service, that the secret to receiving the Spirit when you are soaking in the message is in John 1:12. I showed you a scripture in John 1:12 that admiration. Okay, admiring the one that has the Spirit. You remember I shared with you that if you want the anointing, first of all, you ask yourself where the anointing is. And I answered the question for you. Okay? The anointing is in a person or on a person. The Spirit is upon a man. So if you can't receive from a man, you are likely to miss out on the Spirit. Because God pours out, the Bible says that I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. So flesh, God will pour out the Spirit upon man. So if you can't receive a man, you can't receive the Spirit. Very important. How do you receive from this man? Who is a man or a woman? Admiration is important. John 1:12 says that, but as many as received him, to those people, he gave power to become sons of God. So you are listening to a message, but you don't have admiration. It changes so many things. I've come to realize that there are people who may receive, hear a message, but they don't have admiration. You may even hate the person you are listening to. Yeah, it's possible. So it comes from admiring, but as many as received. So your responsibility is to develop your level of admiration to the level where you can receive anointing. A hunger. Do you get it? Your quest here is that I'm going to develop a hunger and a thirst for what this man has to say. Do you get what I mean? It's a development process. Man, I think you can develop it. You can develop your admiration to the point where the person who is talking to you, you like him so much. You are interested in what he's going to say. You want what he wants to say to you. You are eager to hear him, you see, because it will take that admiration to get something from that person. Because as many as received him, or as many as admired, you see, you receive a person because of admiration. You can receive that person because you admire. Many people can't receive from a man because of the height, because of the accent, you know, because of how the person looks. Like even there are ladies, I think I shared with you that there are ladies who can't receive from certain men. Yes, there are some ladies like, oh, this type of man, I can't marry. It's true. But that man may be anointed for you. Or that woman may be anointed for you. Do you get it? So, you need to develop. The Bible says that blessed are those that hunger and thirst. So, develop a hunger and a thirst. That's why you will begin to change certain things about your life. You begin to change. If you are somebody who likes betting, you would change that. You would change. You begin to like something else. If you like bad music, rap music, profane songs, you develop a new version. You see, the version is, okay, I'll come this other way. I want to listen to a type of person, you know, instead of listening to bad music, you listen to preaching. You can turn it to preaching, because there are a lot of Christians who like both, you know, bad songs and gospel. Hey. Oh, you know, there are people who tell, oh, it's not bad. So they are listening, they are in church. You are here. Yes, you listen to all the new, latest songs. You know all of them. I don't know any song. As I'm standing, I don't know. I don't know what songs are trending. I tell you the truth. Both foreign and local. I don't know. Because I like something else. My interest and my desire, my admiration is for something else. So I find myself going to those places. I find myself listening to those people. So that's why I'm saying develop your admiration for the anointed person who is preaching, so that you will always want to hear what he has to say. You're going to listen. You are going to hear him. You want to be playing a message. There's something in there. You feel that there's something in there. Especially a message you like. You listen to it over and over again. There's something in there. I've come to realize that if you admire a person, the message, one message that, apart from all the messages you have heard, one particular message you like, it doesn't get finished. Hey, when you listen to it, it's as though you've not listened to it before. Yes. So, when you develop the art of soaking in messages, the Spirit enters into you. Okay, it's one of the things that happens to you when you develop that. How many of you are desiring the anointing? I pray for you that you develop admiration. Say admiration. Say admiration. It's important too. It's important because you can also develop hatred for a person. If you have developed hatred for a person, how can you listen to what he has to say? Yeah? If you don't like the person, what you can't receive from him. Yes. You can't receive from the person. Yes. There are a lot of people who have hatred for the people who are blessed for them. They are blessed for them, anointed for them. But they don't have admiration for those people. The person who has the anointing for your need, you don't like the person. It's a very wild thing. God sent his son and they killed him, but he's the savior of the world. You know, that's how it is. So, my prayer is that this scripture will mean something to you. Develop it. It is a personal quest. You must be on that quest. The quest of developing your admiration, your liking. You like it. You see, there's a difference between you really, really like it. There's a song like, I really, really like you. I really, really like you. I really, really like you. That song is like a love song for beloveds, but it's also a love song for God. That you really like God. You must really, really like God. And you must really, really like, have a liking for the anointed person to be able to like what he has to say to you. Do you understand it? Yes. Otherwise, everything he says to you, cry, you have a twisted version of it. You change it. You said this and that. So, I pray for you that you will develop a liking. Hallelujah. May you like spiritual things. Okay, develop a liking for spiritual things and spiritual people. Why should we like unbelievers? Why should you, a believer, be so much in love with an unbeliever? You have his picture in your house. Your DP is his picture. There's nothing nice about it to me. Because nothing he's doing glorifies my God that I'm serving. Yes. Develop a liking for spiritual people. Yes. Develop it. Not for all the rap stars, ragga stars, or whatever stars you know of. Who are the stars in Ghana today? The real stars, celebrities. He's still a star. He's fully a star. Wow. And then who else? Who? SK Frimpong. Who is SK Frimpong? He's a star. No problem. But I'm just saying that, listen. The real people you should like are the people of God. Develop a liking for such people. You know, the Bible says, set your affections on things above. In Colossians chapter 3. You can set like you set your clock. That's how I understand that scripture. Click it. Set. If it is a digital, you can be pressing to set the time. If your time is, your clock is now 3:15, it is wrong. So set it. Set it well. Some of you, your clock is driving towards what? 5:30. It's not 5:30. It's 8 something this morning. 8 something a.m. So change it. Set. That's what the Bible says. Colossians 3:2. If you are risen with Christ, set your affections on things above. Set it. So develop your admiration. Develop your liking. Yes. I developed a liking for spiritual things. I intentionally set things in a way. And I became a born again. I fell in love with God. I don't think I knew the scripture. But I had to set it. I intentionally set them. I bought CDs. You see, I had some songs. I bought CDs. I bought CDs when I didn't have a player. I want to like it by force. Yes, I bought a lot of CDs before I got a player. Yes, I just wanted to like them. I like that. I go to where they sell, then I buy. I spoiled all my cassettes and CDs that I had before. Now, some of you, when you become born again, you have alcohol in your house. You have bad cassette. Then you go and give it to somebody. Why do you give it to the person if it is not good for you? I don't understand it. I remember a particular CD, I cracked it to two. I don't know why I should give it to someone. So, I have changed though. I'm born again. So you, since you are not born again, continue listening to it. I don't understand it. You know, somebody told me this not long ago. Said, some alcohol, whatever. They found that, some alcohol things were in the house. So he wanted to, or she wanted, I've forgotten the person who cried, wanted to give it to somebody. I said, why do you want to give it to somebody? Why don't you open everything and then flash them? Because they are not good. If it's not good for you, it's not good for them. Yeah. Sometimes this simple way of thinking, I don't know why we can't understand them. I spoiled them, cry. I don't remember anybody who can come and tell me that I gave them CDs because or cassettes because I was born again. I don't remember that. So you continue listening to the bad. No. I remember breaking, there's a CD, a particular CD. I broke it. I remember, I like that CD. I cracked it into two. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. It's like you love somebody, you say, I don't love you again. Bye-bye. The love is over. The love is finished. My love for you is what? It's finished. Finished. Zero. I have a new love. May you develop a liking and an admiration for messages, for anointed people. Why? Because of what they have to say to you in the preaching. If you don't like the person, you can't listen to him. You see, the reason why I always, there are times I need to, even if I have to do something and I don't need to watch, I can be there in the room. I'm watching Bishop, but the volume is down. When I'm free, I'll increase the volume. It should be there. Do you understand it? It's a liking that makes you do that. It's a liking. You like the person. Mm-hmm. You like it. So it's like, this one is watching. Okay, so let it go down. Let this other one play. Or let this other, maybe you are reading something, so this one's volume has to go. It's a liking. Admiration. If you don't admire, you can't do this. That's where you will tell me that I'm worshiping a human being. How can it be? Look, you are not the only one who has been to school, okay? Don't be foolish. If you are saying that, I say don't be foolish. You are not the only one who has been to school. And you are not the only one who can read the Bible. Yes. People think like that, and people make us look stupid. Meanwhile, people even worship. Maradona was worshipped by some people. People will fall under the power of Michael Jackson when he used to sing. Yes, people will collapse. They see him, he's singing, and they'll just, Michael! Woo! Then they are collapsed. Like, go and look for the videos. The human being. Hallelujah. We want to be admirers of the real power of God. Hallelujah. Now, today I want to briefly start on, maybe the second service will have a lot more, so I would want you to listen to the second service on the podcast as well. All right? Now, this morning I'm preaching on preaching and the anointing. Preaching and the anointing, all right? That's the title of the message, but just to touch on it. It's in the book. Okay, you can learn how to preach and teach by listening to messages, all right? Now, why do you need to preach? Why must you preach? Huh? What you hear, you say the same things you have heard. If you have come to church and you have heard me preach to you, one of the messages I'm giving to you without saying it is that you must preach the same things that you are hearing. Yes. So one of the scriptures, I like the scripture, and I want you to also like it. When the disciples said in Acts chapter 4 verse 20, King James Version says that, but we cannot but preach and teach the things which we have heard. Okay, we will preach it, we will teach it. The things which we have heard and seen. These are the things that we will say. What you see, if you believe in church, if you believe in God, the NASB says that, NASB says we cannot stop speaking about the things which we have seen and heard. The King James says that, but speak the things which we have seen and heard. What you hear, what you see me do. That's it, right there. Very important. We cannot but teach it and preach it. Speak it. You can't come to church and go home and then say other things. You must add preaching to your life. Now, I'm not talking about a full-time pastor. I'm not talking to a full-time pastor. It's about time you change your mind from, it's only the pastor who preaches. No, my work as a preacher, as a bishop, is to teach you to do the things that God wants you to do. And one of the things that you are supposed to do is to preach. Yes. Have you preached to somebody? When was the last time you preached? When was the last time you preached about Jesus Christ? About salvation? When was the last time? Have you ever done it? You should be worried. And that's why I'm preaching about about preaching and the anointing. Because one of the things that happens to you is that you will preach when you are anointed. Bam. Tell somebody, bam. The Bible says that. In 1 Samuel 10, the Bible says that. You'll be turned into another man. The Spirit will come upon you. You will turn into another man. And then he says, when you are departed from here, he says that you meet a group of people, you prophesy with them. Okay, the Spirit will come upon you and thou shalt be turned into another man. And it talks about prophecies and all that. 1 Samuel 10. But we don't need to go there. But I'm just talking about the fact that one of the first things that happens to you is that then the Spirit comes upon you quickly. You will start to preach. You must preach. Oh yes, you must preach. We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. We cannot but preach the things which we have seen and heard. You see, what you see is important. What you hear is important. And you need the anointing to be able to preach. So you ask the question, how can I preach? You can preach by listening to messages. I'll tell you a story. Do you want to hear a story? It's nice to hear stories. You know, I was thinking about something. I've never thought about it. I never thought about it, but now I realized that I was doing something I didn't even know of. When I was in second year, okay, that was when I preached. I don't know what happened, but I was asked to preach. I had never done it before. I was asked to do a dawn broadcast. So, I couldn't believe it that they had asked me to do a dumb broadcast. But when you are also thrown into the water, you have to force and swim. Don't get yourself drowned. So, I had a message. I went for a message because I didn't know what I was doing, but I went for a message. I had it. I don't know how I had it. It was a cassette. I don't know whether I requested for it or something, but I went for the cassette. And the title of the message was The Unfortunate Exchange by Bishop Dagwood Mills. He had preached it that year or the year before at a takeoff. Powerful message. Matthew chapter 16 verse 26. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I remember the story he told. about Charlemagne, the great empire. European is one of the czars, in European czars, like a ruler, who died. And then when he died, he gave an instruction to his people how he should be buried. And then so many years after Charlemagne's death, Charlemagne, he's one of those empire European czars. I've forgotten the particular country, but he was one of the great ones. And he told them that he should be buried a particular way. So after so many years, another king came and then saw that in the will of that great man, he had specified how he should be buried. So he decided to go and follow the blueprint that he had laid down for his burial. He followed it. They went to the place where he had specified that he should be buried. When they went, they got to the place. They opened the tomb, and there he was, as he specified that he should be buried. How did he specify that he should be buried? He said he should be sitting down. So it is not now that people have started making sitting down. How many of you have been to a funeral when you entered, the person was sitting down? When you went to, you filed past the corpse, the person was sitting. You've been to a place like that before? I've seen it twice. One of it was the first burial I did. And I went into the room in the evening. It was my first, they are having a wake keeping. So I was brought. They delayed. They didn't start early. So they were working. It was on a field, and they had done this tent, small tent to organize the body in. So it was time. The pastor called, so it's time. So I should go and pray. So I just, okay, let's go and pray. So I went in. There was no light. It was quite dark in there. When I entered, somebody was sitting down. It's a real thing. Somebody was sitting down. I was expecting that the person would be there, would be a coffin, and the person. I went and I entered, and somebody was sitting there. I didn't panic, but it was quite. No problem. I just had to pray quickly and then go out. I had not seen that before. The second one was another one somewhere, but I think it was a driver. They arranged for him to sit behind the. Hey! During the day, this one was like Saturday morning. He was sitting with a steering, and they had adjusted him like that. He was sitting. Hey! People can do things. So, back to the story. So, in this message, I listened to it over and over again. I found it nice. I didn't know why. Do you know that nobody had taught me, nobody had told me that to preach, you must listen to a message. I had not really heard anything like that before. But you see, when you are in the university and you want to do, you look at like things that, so I think that helped. The fact that you know that if you read somebody's outlines, what you are going to do, somebody has done it before. If you read it, you can also make a similar presentation. I don't know how, but that is what I followed. I just went and I took the message, and I thought that by listening, I could know what to preach. So I listened to it because I had not done dot broadcast before. Actually, I didn't know that I would be part of those who do the dot broadcast because they generally announced it. But I know that if you've not heard somebody preach before, why do you appoint him to go and preach? Do you understand what I'm saying? So I listened in the night. I remember listening in the night, late in the night. I think it was a cassette. I don't remember whether it was a CD, but back and forth. I listened. A long message, but I listened. And I made notes. I listened. The story. And the man, the Charlemagne, you know, the emperor. When the new king went, truly the man was sitting with the scepter in his hand, in his left hand, with his crown. But at this time, he was now just bones, the skeleton. So the crown had fallen a bit on the skull, and then the neck was not straight as it was supposed to be. And then the scepter was in the hand, the left hand, I think, also, as he stipulated. And then he was sitting in a chair with a book on his lap, something open on his lap, with the finger pointed to something in the book. When they went, it was Matthew 16:26. That is what he put. And that's what he stipulated. And they did that. The hand was pointed to that part. Yeah, I remember that. So this is how I preach. So in the morning, when they came, so I knew that the dawn broadcast, I wouldn't be part of it. Definitely, I'll be part of those who are supporting. So the leader came and started sharing and said, so it's time for the dawn broadcast, 2-2. They share. Oh, you and then this person go. So one of you will preach, and then the other is a backing prayer partner who will back the preaching with the anointings through prayer. When they finished sharing, all the people who knew how to preach with all, they shared. When they finished, guess what? I was the only one left. There was nobody to deputize, for me to deputize, not that to deputize me or to for me to be assistant. I was the only person. So, okay, so you go here. I mean, she just said it to her and then just said, okay, prayed and said, okay, so go. Hey! What kind of problem is this? No problem. I went. It was the ladies' block. Yes, E block. Sabah Hall, E block. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? And I don't even have anybody to support me. I went. But I prepared. I'd listened to this message. The art of preaching and the anointing. You see, the anointing had rubbed off for me a bit to preach that dawn. Although I was, you'll be terrified a bit, you'll be scared a bit. There will be a bit of anxiety. And in fact, a lot of anxiety, not a bit. A lot of it. A lot of it. So, I remember. Now, I had to be my own prayer warrior and then the preacher. So, I remember. I went to stand in front of the E block in the morning. And the dawn broadcast too, it had become morning broadcast because we didn't start early. So, people were awake, the girls were awake already. So I went, I started walking in front of the hall. I paced back and forth for some time. I'm sure I was praying. Hey, how do you start? Because the message that I listened to, it was not a dawn broadcast. It was a crusade. It's different from a dawn broadcast. How do you start a dawn broadcast? You see, it's different if you have heard somebody preach at a dawn broadcast before. If you like, tomorrow, do a dawn broadcast. If you like, I'm saying tomorrow, go and do a dawn broadcast. You realize that hearing somebody preach at a dawn broadcast is different from you preaching at a dawn broadcast. And I started. I don't know. This morning, I don't even remember what I said. But I said, this morning, I've come to preach to you. I've come to share the word of God to you. If you are awake, if you are sleeping, I don't know what I said, but I said something. I have a message for you. But the unfortunate exchange. Listen to me for some few minutes. And I preached. Oh, at a point, I saw that some of the girls were out. They were brushing. They were standing in the corridor, the veranda. They were brushing their teeth. They were looking at you as you are down there. Some of them are wearing their nightgowns and they were out. They had started moving. But I was preaching. You see, that's how it is. Sometimes even the person is awake and is lying on the bed, but the message will enter. Amen. Then I preach powerfully. And I made an altar call. The anointing makes you preach. And by the grace of God, I preached. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. So I preached the word of God. So I'm saying that you may think that was not anointing, but it was anointing. Can you not see that I'm still preaching? Yeah. That thing has made, I'm still preaching. Can you imagine? I'm still preaching. As I'm saying that the anointing rubbed off on me, you have to believe it. I didn't know that the anointing had rubbed off on me. I didn't know, but I preached. So that is what I was thinking about one day, not long ago. I felt that, no, this thing is the catching the anointing. I was catching an anointing. I didn't even know. And I like that message. I like that message. And I remember that message very well. The unfortunate exchange. I will look for it for you. Amen. That's it. So, now, If you have not been to the Bible school, you can still preach. All right. Now, Daniel chapter 9. All right. Daniel chapter 9. Verse 2. I'm talking about preaching and the anointing. So, listening to the messages and becoming anointed. When a preacher is preaching, and it is on a message, on a podcast, on a CD, on a drive, whatever, that preaching has anointing. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 2, the Bible says that Daniel, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books. By books. Say by books. Daniel says that in the first year of the particular king he's talking about, his reign, he understood. Understanding comes by books. I understood by books. I understood by books. The word of the Lord came to a particular prophet, and then he says that he understood by books. So understanding comes by books. Now, if you just take the first part, just say that I understood by books. If you want to understand the anointing, one of the things that you have to do is to know that books of other people will help you. Books by people. When you learn from somebody else. Hallelujah. Now let me read this to you. Everyone can learn how to preach by listening to preaching. All right? Just hear this. In fact, the best thing you can do is to listen to other ministers all the time. It's a good thing. Tell somebody it's a good thing. All right? The prophet Daniel studied the prophet Jeremiah, what prophet Jeremiah had taught. Now, the prophet Jeremiah ministered from 685 to 616 BC. Now, 685 to 616 is talking about, it comes down, so 685, coming all the way to 615, so you come all the way to maybe 45 BC, coming closer than the time of Jesus Christ. Then we'll start, then it's like, who counts the after his death as well, AD, all right? So, this is talking about when Prophet Jeremiah ministered and when Daniel also ministered. Jeremiah was in Jerusalem. Daniel was in Babylon, was taken captive. Do you understand it? Who was also an Israelite who was in captivity? Do you understand it? So, Daniel is saying that he was in captivity. He's a prophet. Now, he says that he understood by books. Let me finish reading. Daniel said very clearly that he knew what he knew by studying the books written by Jeremiah. That's where I can also say that by me hearing the messages of Bishop Dagwood Mills, I was able to preach. And I've been preaching ever since by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why are you afraid to learn from somebody? Why? Even a great man like Daniel was blessed by another prophet, Jeremiah. Open up your heart. Tell your neighbor, open up your heart. Will you open your heart? Will you? If you don't open up your heart, you will not be anointed. Open up your heart. Become a learner. Many of you don't learn. You are proud, too proud to learn. Many people are too proud to learn. Daniel says that I understood by books. I'm talking about the first one. You cannot know what you have not learned. There are a lot of things you haven't learned, and you cannot know it. You can't know the anointing that you have not caught. And you cannot catch what you have not learned. You have to learn it to catch it. The teaching is to help you to walk in the steps of anointed people so that you can also be anointed. That's what this message is about. Do you get it? Open up your hearts and become a learner and receive. Those who open their hearts and those who learn, they are the ones who receive. All right? After all, we all learn from somewhere. Whatever you are doing, you learned it from somewhere. Just that many people don't, many people are not honest. It is the insecure people who are afraid to show that they learned what they know from somewhere. Ask your neighbor, are you insecure? So I'm teaching you how. How many of you like the anointing? So the anointing is a principal thing. When Jesus came, he said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So my prayer is that the Spirit will be upon you too. And the Spirit can come upon you if you listen to preaching. Preaching must be a part of your life. Every day you must be listening to preaching. Oh, yes. I, Daniel, in the first year of his reign, the Bible says, I, Daniel, understood by books. Say, by books. Say, by books. Say, by books. Say, by books. And messages. You can add messages. So, I, Daniel, understood by books. And you can put into brackets and messages. Books contain messages. Right? Now, there are even audio books. They are like preaching. Yes. And a lot of people, they are preaching. And what they speak about, they are transcribed and turned into books. Yes. So he says that I understood by books. Now, what was he talking about? He talked about the number of years. He says, I understood by books the number of years. Whereof the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet. Jeremiah was a prophet. That's why I told that he was a prophet in Jerusalem. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet. That means that even the prophet studied another prophet. The word of the Lord came unto somebody, not to him. I understood by books. That means that the prophets lacked understanding. And he gained understanding by being humble and becoming, reducing himself into a learner. In fact, did he even reduce himself? He was just humble to learn. Yes. I pray that you become a learner. I pray that you become a learner. May you become a learner so that you'll be anointed. The anointing, I pray. I wish, Moses said that would God that all the Lord's people prophesy. Or I wish, another version says, NLT says that, I wish that all of God's people will prophesy and that the Spirit will come upon them. Numbers 11, 26 or 27. Yeah. I, Daniel, I understood by books, or I became anointed in this area by books. The number of years whereof the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years. The number of years were what? 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem, that there was a prophecy about Jerusalem. He understood by books that prophecy. 70 years in desolation, 70 years of being in captivity. The prophecy that he understood was through somebody's book. And you see, the next verse in the verse 3, he says that, then I sought my face unto the Lord to seek him by prayer and supplication. Okay, so prayer and supplication. He sought the Lord. I set my face. He set his face upon the Lord. He decided to set his face upon the Lord and to seek him by prayer and supplication. Why is he going to pray now? Because he understood. He caught a revelation. I, Daniel, I understood. I didn't used to understand. I didn't know it. My eyes were not opened. I didn't have it. But now I understood by books the number of years whereof the word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah that he would accomplish 70 years. That 70 years will be accomplished in the desolation of Jerusalem. Let's even say Israel. That Jerusalem is representing Israel. The Jews. I pray that we will love the anointing. And we will listen to messages. Because in the listening to messages, God will anoint you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Numbers 11. Well, give us the number, Numbers 11. 28, that's 28 right there. Says that. Now give us NLT. You get this better. I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his spirit upon all of them. Of them all. I wish. So you see, and then the wish came to pass in Acts. And the Bible says that, and I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. If you are ready, the spirit will come upon you. Say amen.
Amen.
Don't think that you are a businessman, so you cannot be anointed. You can be anointed to preach. We'll see a businessman who is having a crusade in town. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Listen to preaching. Businessmen, they are listening to. You know, there's a particular person who was a motivational speaker on TV. Look, as the person was motivating people to make money, he was owing money. He was neck deep in debt. So there are a lot of people. Listen to anointed messages. All right? Become a learner. Be humble to learn from somebody. Learn from a human being. Learn from an anointed man. That's why we are blessed. We are blessed to have an anointed person proven by his works. Okay, the works of the prophet, there are lots of things that he has done. They attest to the spirit that is upon him. If the spirit of setting up nightclubs was upon him, that by this time he's opened like one time. It means that he would have 4,000 nightclubs and casinos. That's the truth. Because banks have branches. And you see this Vienna city here, this place. There's some in Accra, or you don't know. Yes. This is not the first branch. There are branches here, and it is not the only place. This thing you see in here has links to other nightclubs and casinos in the world. You don't know. Oh, yes. It is not just here. That's why international people can come and do it here, because they do it internationally. It's not. I don't know what they do there, but I know they are linked. They are linked. They have those who control that sector. Yeah, and they are in charge. Casinos. So the anointing that is upon the person shows what he's doing. Churches. Open churches. Not banks. He's not doing sales. He's not selling. What can he sell? He's not selling medical equipment. So when you listen to preaching, some of that will be upon you. Say amen. Yes. I, Daniel, understood by book. So you cannot be proud and say, I will not listen to messages. Don't be a proud church member. I understood by books the number of years. How can you understand the anointing if you will not follow the steps of anointed people? How can you understand what the anointing is? How can you know what the anointing is? How can you now take steps? Now, how can you take steps into the anointing if you don't know the steps of anointed people? How can you be anointed? Why do you go to school? To learn what the teacher knows. Hello? Talking about the anointing. So Daniel says that he understood by books from another prophet. Even an experienced prophet like Daniel learned from another prophet. I understood by books. The number of years. Understanding comes by learning. How many of you want to understand more about the anointing? Learn about the anointing from anointed people. Look, me, if I want to be a coach, I will learn from, I'll go for great coach like this Manchester United coach, for example. Alex Ferguson, he's one of the greatest coaches that I've seen. I will learn from him. He will be my star. I don't think that I will learn from anybody, and then Mourinho, I like him. All the two of them, I like them. I think there are a lot of things I can learn from them. I know of Guardiola or something else. Look, I know of Mourinho and then Alex Ferguson. In fact, when it comes to mind, chewing gum comes to mind. He's chewing gum. It's like there's some power in the chewing of the gum whilst he's winning the league. Hallelujah! No, I'm not lying to you, because you see, I don't have a lot of time to learn about coaching. So I will learn from him. What does he say? I will read about, look, if I want to learn about coaching, I'm going to read about him. Any book about him, I'll learn. Any talk he has had on coach, that's what I will do. And just do what he did. Yes. There are things that I hear when he came out, somebody was telling me when he stopped coaching, he told of things that, some of the things that he did, they were not like coaching some of the time. Somebody told me, I don't know whether it's true, he said that sometimes it's not like it was any strategy. He told them things that if you don't win, you don't have this. He just tells them that he doesn't, and then he leaves them, then they'll go and win. I don't know whether it's true. Who read about that? Well, somebody told me that he heard of an interview. There are things to learn. Amen. Are you there? Why do I have to? I learn from another person. If I want to see, what do I want? What do I want? I want church growth. I have a church growth pastor right in front of me. I can see him. And any church growth person that he has also mentioned, I can glean from, he said this in this book. Okay, I'll go and read that one too. It's the truth. That, see, Jesus sent us. Jesus sent us. He said, go and preach, and you must preach. Therefore, you must listen to messages. You know, a lot of time people come to church, I think you are not interested in Christ and his words. You are not interested. There's no real interest in what Christ said you should do. You find yourself doing what he said you should do if you like him. If you are interested in him, you will not just be coming to church. Coming to church, it doesn't mean you are a Christian. No. It doesn't mean you will go to heaven. Matthew chapter 7 says that, depart from me, I never knew you. How can it be that you were in church and God says, depart from me? How? How can it be? Have you heard this before? I went to church every Sunday. But he said that you work of iniquity. What works are you doing that he says you are a worker of iniquity? I'm not interested in him. Yes. Am I talking to somebody? That's why I'm talking about anointing on a Sunday. That Christians ought to be anointed. Not for picnics. I heard Benny Hinn say that. The anointing is not for picnics. It is not for picnics. It is not meant for you to have goosebumps. I feel that's not it. The anointing is for the work. You are anointed for the work of God. Not for goosebumps. It's like people say, I want help. You want to be helped in what? Why do you want help? You are helped. You receive help. The help you are receiving is for something you are doing. That's why help is coming to you, because you are doing something. The anointing is coming to you because of something. It will never come to you, so don't dream of it. You are not, tell yourself, first of all, tell yourself you are not interested, so that you develop the interest and the liking for it. I think so. Preaching, you must preach. You must do the things that anointed people do. Everybody must at least preach somewhere. Preach to somebody. Yes, hallelujah. Are you listening to me? That's why I'm introducing you to messages. That's why I'm saying that listening to messages is good. It's good to listen to messages. Don't listen. Don't mind people. Don't mind people who talk a lot and say all sort of things. I don't have a lot of time. I'll see. Now, maybe I'll read some things to you. Listen to messages. It's good. If you are here, all of you young people, you have phones. And believe God to have a phone. Believe God to have a tablet and have messages on them. If you have a smartphone, and you don't listen to messages, then you are not smart as a Christian. No, I'm serious. A Christian. A smartphone is supposed to make you smart by listening to messages with your smartphone. Use what you have to trap the anointing, to bring the anointing, to attract the anointing. You can also attract demons with your phones. Yes, a lot of people have been demonized by their phones. The phone has become another God to you. When you wake up, you have to hold your phone. You sleep with your phone. You hold your, because of what you are doing on the phone, not listening to messages. There are people who cannot do without phones. Not because they are listening to messages. WhatsApp, useless chats. Useless chat. Oh. When I say useless chat, I mean useless chat. A chat that is useless. There's no use. Oh, yeah. I don't want to go into those useless chats. Levels of receptivity. I read to you. They will go. Okay. Listen to the rest in the second service. I want you to notice the levels of receptivity that I have listed below and ask yourself where you fit. Now, when you listen to a message, there are levels of receiving a message. So when you come to church in the morning and I preach, or last week as I preach, don't assume you know it, because you don't know it. No, you don't. So I'll take you through quickly. Number one, or level A, the word has no impact on you. No impact. You do not understand the message. You probably did not even like the message. No impact. That's the level A. So once you listen to a message, there are levels of receiving. That is why in an examination, everybody sat in the same class, received the same notes, wrote the same exam, but they have different marks. This is true, because the levels of receptivity were different. Some people pass with 51%, others pass with 87%. Levels of receptivity. Hallelujah. That is why we have people, you will say Shabre, you will say they are Shabre, but you don't even know that maybe they learned a lot so that they could receive a lot. The level of receptivity in the church, when you receive a word, is probably at this level. A, no impact. Sometimes that's how it is. Now the next level is level B. The word has impact. You like the message, but you retain it just about 11%. Mm-hmm. You retain only about 11% of what was preached. This is usually what happens when a person listens to a tape only once. When you hear a message only once, you are likely to retain only 11%. You know, after I preached. If you do a sampling after this message, asking everyone, oh, what did you hear in the message? You'll be surprised that somebody will tell you, Sofu siyenye jezi. You'll be surprised that's what somebody will tell you. Look, sometimes it is very discouraging to ask some people about what you preached about, because it's like they will tell you what they heard, and it is really not part of the message, or almost an insignificant part of the message. Hey! Uh-huh. Sofu siyenye jezi. Somebody actually said that to his pastor. So I'm saying that the second level is the level where you will the word will have impact. You like the message. Maybe the message was good. You like it. But you are able to retain just about 11%. When you listen to a message once, that's why I said you listen to it all the time. You can listen to a message like, a particular message like maybe a number of times, 7 times, 8 times, even in a day. You can decide to listen to it a number of times in a day. Because there's something in it that you feel that you've not got. So you listen to it until you get it. All right? Are you getting it? So do you understand it now? So listening to it once is not good enough. This is not a place that you should be at. That's why there's a podcast. That's why after I preached, we put it on podcast. And it is there for you to listen to it again and again and again and again and again. Amen. Amen. Yes. C, you absorb the word even further but cannot reproduce the message. You absorb the word. At this level, you liked it. So the third part is that you've listened to it again and again now. You're able to absorb the word. The word is coming into you. See, I told you about the word. This is where You even remember some scriptures. Some scriptures and what the scriptures were talking about. The word content. The word is coming to you. But you cannot preach it. The next level is level D. You absorb the word so much that you can reproduce the message. Now, this level, you have absorbed it to the point where you can reproduce it. There's a point that you can, you see that I can talk about the message. Now, in that message, so let me use myself. The unfortunate exchange. In that message, I don't remember the last time I listened to that message, but I remember the content of that message. So, in that message, long ago, I don't remember the last time. I don't know whether in the last how many years, 5, 10 years I've listened to it, but I'll tell you some of the things. So when you listen to it, you will remember that I told you that that was the case. So he used the scripture, Matthew 16:26, spoke about the exchanges people make. People exchange their souls for. He spoke about exchanging your soul for all kinds of things. They exchange all their things that he spoke about exchanging your soul. Somebody's exchanging his soul for a boyfriend. Somebody's exchanging their soul for a girlfriend. Somebody's exchanging their soul for a job. Then he gave the example of Luke 14. That a certain man made a great supper and bade many. And all of them with one consent began to make excuses. The first one said this. The second one said that. The excuses. So he spoke about the first excuse. I've married a wife. Girlfriend. Wife. Husband. The reason why you can't serve God. If you like, go and check. So you see that I'm reproducing it. It entered me. Hey! I'm telling you. You see, even the words, they were exactly the things that he gave. Yes, it has become part of me. I've not listened to it. In fact, I don't know where that message is, but I know it is in the Poemano. I have to listen to it again. It's there. A wife. A girlfriend. There are a lot of people who, because of a girlfriend, they won't serve God in a way. A lot of ladies, boys are the reasons for they are not serving God. Boys. They are in love with a boy. There's a boy that makes them not serve God well. I'm preaching it. There's a boy. You see them serving God properly until a boy comes in. A boy just sweeps them off their feet and that's it. That's it. Can't stand for God. That's it. Many girls, look at my face, you. Look at my face very well. As you are serving God in the church, don't go and bring any foolish boy who make you not serve God. Do you understand it? Now you say that, I have married a wife, I've gotten a husband, I've gotten a boy. Then another person said what? I bought a piece of land. Property. He said property. Properties is the reason. If you like, go and listen to it. Property is the reason why many people cannot serve God. Because of money you have. Because of some small money you have. Some people, because of beauty, because people think they are nice, so they can't even serve God. Somebody thinks that he's nice. I don't know why. You know, what recently somebody, I was working with some people, they said, suddenly the person, you are handsome. You know, it doesn't occur to me that I'm handsome. It doesn't occur to me. It's like, it's so much a part of my thinking that I can't do anything. I mean, in fact, it was like a punch. It doesn't occur to me, but there are some people who are so aware of the property of beauty and the fact that they are handsome. I remember a particular boy who used to brag about how handsome he was on campus. Yeah, he was a nice guy. I can't believe that people say all these things. You know, what did you do to be the way you are? What the hell did you do? Honestly, don't understand it. I don't even remember how I look, my face look. Do you sometimes forget how your face looks like? It's like that. The way it is with you, that's the way it is with me. It's like you don't really remember. When you see yourself, say, oh, this is you. It's like, don't really, because you don't see your face. Unless you look into the mirror. You look so much into the mirror. Property. I remember these things. I remember. Then he said, 5 yoke of oxen. I have 5 years to finish university. I have 5 this. 5 more years to do this. I'm going to school. God is not waiting for you to finish school before. God is not waiting for you. Serve God whilst you are in school. Don't say, when I finish. When you finish, something else will come up. 5 more years. 5 more years to serve God. Give me 5 more years. I remember all that. You see, so I'm saying that now you're able to reproduce it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. This is a message in 2001 or 2002. Yes. And I remember when I listened to it, the cassette that I listened to was in 2002. It was in 2002. Because then it was preached in 2001, I'm sure. 2001 or 2. But I remember I had to preach of it in 2002. Amen! I remember. So, I remember these parts. This part of the message. So I'm saying that the level 4 is that you learn how to preach and teach at the same. D says that you absorb the word so much that you can reproduce the message. E says that you begin to learn how to preach and teach in the same anointed manner. Now I've learned how to preach in the same anointed manner. Hallelujah. That when I preach this message, people give their life to Christ. It's the same anointing that make people give their lives to Christ, made people give their lives to Christ when the prophet preached. Now I can also preach it and people will give their lives to Christ. Hallelujah! Are you listening to what I'm saying? You absorb the word. Level F. Okay, so we are now at level F. A, B, C, D, E. E says that you begin to learn how to preach. How many of you want to learn how to preach? You must learn how to preach. Everyone, I don't know why you don't want to learn how to preach. You should learn how to preach. I would that all of you are prophets. It's right there. Please give us the scripture again. Just like Moses said. And when I say, if I said that, how many of you want to be owners of aeroplanes? All of you will lift up your hands. Do you know what it means to own an aeroplane? Huh? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord will put his spirit upon them. Give us the King James. Also, would God that the Lord's people, all the Lord's people be prophets? King James. Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets? Would God that all the Lord's, those prophets, they speak the words of God? I wish. Mama Ruth, I wish that all of you, you and your children, all of you, I wish that gifty, I wish, I'm not joking. I'm preaching to you, but I'm prophesying to you too. I wish that you were a prophet of God or a prophetess, that the Lord's Spirit is upon you. You'll be an anointed wife, but you are still a prophetess who preaches the word of God, prophesying the words of God, preaching. Your husband will come home and say, oh, I want to have an outreach. I've come. I'm coming to serve you now. Yes. That should be it. Amen. Level F. You absorb the message, the word, and at the same time, you begin to absorb the anointing and the spirit of the message. Now, the anointing of the message and the spirit of the message, they are different things. Okay, the anointing and the spirit, they are different from absorbing the word enough to preach it. Okay, but there's a level where the spirit is in you. You realize that you carry the spirit and the anointing that is in the message. There's an anointing that is in the message, that you are carrying it. Yeah. So I found myself preaching on crusade platforms because I'm carrying the same spirit. Yes. That's what makes you stand on a platform and also preach at a crusade, just like I saw. Organize a crusade. You stand on a crusade platform and preach, and people will give their lives to Christ. Hallelujah! The same anointing and the same spirit, because I absorbed it. You can't absorb until you have listened to it over and over again. Then you begin to absorb it. At that point, so this is the level where you are catching. At this level, you have listened to it, and now you are catching the spirit. It's not just word, just speaking. It's not like eloquence, being eloquent. Your ability to arrange the messages. No. You've passed that level now. The spirit is in you. There's a level where the spirit has entered you. Hallelujah. And then the last level, G. At this level, the transfer of an entire ministry gift takes place. Often, an anointing which is on the speaker is transferred to you. Like John the Baptist and Elijah, similarities emerge between you, between your ministries, because the same anointing has been transferred. Now, that is where you realize that you hear people say, you are like this. I mean, a lot of people say, no, you are like the prophet. You preach like him. You do things like him. Your mannerism, you're this. But why should I learn mannerisms? But you don't learn mannerisms. You can't learn mannerisms. How to walk. You don't learn it. But when a whole ministry is being transferred into you, a whole ministry of the prophet is being transferred into you, realize that at this level, you've caught a lot of things that without you knowing, you realize that your manners and then so many things that you do is like the person that you are following and the person you have been listening to. Yes. It's the truth. You don't learn it. It's not intentional at all. So I pray for you. You see the levels. So ask yourself, where are you at? Some of you, look, to tell you the truth, a lot of you are at level one. Level A. Accept it. If you don't accept it, then you can't go to level B all the way to G. Yes. Look at a message I preached, I listened to 2001, 2002. I'm talking to you about it. I don't need to. I can preach to you. I can preach to you. I can, if you like, let's go out and have an outro. I can carry you out and we'll have a crusade right now. Because the anointing is in me. That anointing is in me. We can, or if you like, let's organize cast. Let's just follow me. You don't know what to do. When we arrive, I'll tell you, you do this, you do this. People will get, I'll preach this message. We'll bring souls to church. Yes. By the grace of God. Because that transfer of anointing has come into me. It's imparted my life. Yes. We just can't have a crusade because of that anointing. We can have it. It can work. So I pray that you will also be anointed. How many of you, your interest is developing now to listen to messages, more messages? How many of you are developing? Your interest is developing now. You can feel that it's wild. Charlie, you have done yourself harm by not listening to messages. I'm telling you. Yeah. Sometimes you have to ask yourself, why are you not this way? Because you are not listening to messages. Play messages. There are a lot of people, I tell them, just listen to messages. You need to listen to messages. It makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. Hallelujah. May the Spirit enter you. May you catch an anointing. Daniel, a great prophet, understood. I, Daniel, understood by books the number of years whereof the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet that he would accomplish 70 years of desolation in Jerusalem. The desolation of Jerusalem was 70 years. So if this revelation doesn't come, you have to continue in desolation and in captivity for maybe 500 years. Wow! And he understood this and caught this revelation from studying an anointed person. A prophecy, let me show you, even about your life. A prophecy about your life is in a message. So you can be in a situation, but because it has not been revealed to you in a message, you are sick. An area of your life is sick because the thing is there, but it hasn't come to you because you have not sought after by learning from an anointed person. I believe there's so many things about even your life. It's in messages I preached. You know, recently, I was talking to a friend of mine. He was, something has happened to him, and he was telling me. He said, why? Some things, so why don't we preach this? I said to him, brother, listen to me. I said, we've preached it, but you didn't listen. Because it hasn't happened to you before. You never listened. Then he kept quiet. I said, it's true. It's true. It looks like it's true. Have you wondered, when you have a new something, sometimes when you have a new car, then you suddenly realize that a lot of people have the type of car that you have. It's like that. When you buy a particular dress and you wear, you realize that like your wig. If somebody is wearing, you usually find out that people are dressed like you. You like it. Oh, people have this kind of wig. It's nothing. It has been there. Just that you didn't see it. Because you were not interested. I told him. A lot of problems in life. And by the way, a lot of things. Look. This scripture, Daniel 9:2. I want to tell you something about your life. I want you to be I want you to, from here, be able to take practical steps. Your life, your ministry with God, your work with God here. Your life, a lot about your life depends on you. Desolation, 70 years of desolation. All those that were in captivity, all these people who are in captivity, they never sought the Lord. The Bible says that, and then he says that they will accomplish 70 years. Desolation, Jerusalem, desolation, 70 years. He got the revelation. Then he set his face to seek the Lord in prayer. By prayer and supplication, he set his face to seek the Lord. And then more revelations came to him to understand what there is to do by his life. So sometimes you are going to be there. You wouldn't know that the time has come for this problem to end. But it is in the message. You get the thing from the anointing that will bring that revelation for you to pursue what is yours. It's in the message. You can be there crying, oh God, oh God. God is telling you that, look, I've done it already, but you don't know. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Your problems are over from today in the name of Jesus. Oh, I said your problems are over from today. I see solutions coming into your life. The anointing is bringing solutions. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken from off thy shoulder and the yoke from thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The anointing destroys yokes. The anointing will destroy the yoke. But if you don't catch the anointing, the yoke will not be destroyed. The yoke will not be destroyed. There's an anointing that destroys yokes over your life. Sometimes the anointing of a great man is, if you have to encounter it. And how do you encounter it? Sometimes by opening yourself, admiring it, for the anointing to come into you and to have an effect on you. If a revelation comes from me to you, that means that you have struck the anointing. Yes, you've struck the anointing. You've struck something. Something has just come to you. You've struck it. Then your eyes are opening to more things. Yes. That's how the anointing is not just hands being laid on you. It comes by being a revelation. It comes to you word. I got it. A lot of times the anointing will come for you to have understanding. Understanding, look. Understanding will come to you. You will not be poor. You will not be a beggar. Understanding will come to you and you realize that you will tell yourself, I can't be poor again. You will tell yourself, no, that won't tell you. So that is when I say it in church, you will jump and say that, oh, I know it. But you see, it has not come to you, so you don't have it. May you be anointed. Shall we clap your hands? I can talk about this for a long time. Beautiful. Father, we thank you for today. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidou@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus. I want